You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
Good Saturday morning to everyone. It's time for the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General's Medical Center's Community Sports Institute with your hosts, Casey Gisclair and out of breath, Stan Gravois.
Yeah, it has been a very busy morning already here in our La Rose studios. Casey Gisclair with Stan Gravois. You're listening to the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Like Joey D said, we've got a jam-packed show coming your way here in the next 2 hours, beginning in 15 minutes when we go to Gray, where we have HL Bourgeois football coach Ryan Fournier on the line. He's going to tell us how spring football went for his team. They've already played their spring game, so they're wrapped up. We'll get an update from Coach Fournier on how things went. Then in 30 minutes, we'll go to Matthews, get Central Lafourche football coach Keith Menard on the line. The Trojans are, same as everybody else, rocking and rolling through their spring practices. This is a busy time for high school football coaches locally. In 45 minutes, we will go to Nicholls State University, where we'll have their football coach Tim Rebo on the line. They have done their spring practices. They're getting ready for some summer conditioning before the 2019 season. The Colonels are red hot, of course, having made the college FCS playoffs for the last two seasons, and they're the reigning Southland champions. Coach Rebo is going to tell us what his team has to do to get back to the postseason for a third straight year. That's coming up in 45 minutes. Then at the top of the hour, we're going to have Covenant Christian Academy football coach Randy Boke on the line. He's going to give us a rundown of some things the Lions are looking to get accomplished here in the offseason. And heck, as we learned a couple of weeks ago, he may give us a rundown on the hottest new flick playing at the Palace right now. And we're going to talk to Coach Boke. He's always a fun interview. But Stan, it is 10:02 and 20 seconds according to our radio clock here. And it sounds like from what you were telling me as you were walking into the studio, you've already lived a pretty full day today. I had a
long, long morning this morning. As we mentioned last week, the free physicals for the kids in Terrebonne Parish are happening today. All of those kids who would like to play at any LHSAA sanctioned school are getting their free physicals. So we at the TGMC Community Sports Institute, along with a lot of great physicians from our town, headed up by Dr. Dickie Haydell, got to give him a lot of props for this. They're all at HL Bourgeois getting free physicals. So this morning it was a matter of setting up there. Kudos to Andrew Cayouette and all of his staff at HL Bourgeois. They were terrific. And then they opened the doors at about 8:45, and it was a mad rush as kids are going through the process of getting all of their vitals checked and going through the, you know, the girls on one side, the boys on the other side, and they're going through classrooms, getting all of the things they needed to get done for physicals out of the way. So it's a great process, but it's a busy morning. So this is kind of my safe haven, Casey. It was my chance to get away just a little bit. I did send you a text saying, hey, I'm leaving HL Bourgeois at about 9:20, I think it was. Mm-hmm. So for you folks who understand what a studio is here in La Rose and you understand where HL Bourgeois is, you, I hope, are not a state trooper, because I might be in a little trouble, but did make it. And the physicals, by the way, for those of you in Terrebonne Parish who may not have gotten a free physical and you wanted one, and we're talking about kids on the high school level, not just anybody, it's still open till 11 o'clock. So it was going smooth when I left, and they do a wonderful job.
You texted me that message, and you said almost 1,000 kids. So, man, that is unbelievable to think, because you figure, okay, we've got, what is it, 8 high schools in Terrebonne Parish, 4 in Lafourche. You probably got a couple of them from Lafourche.
We did. As a matter of fact, now that you say that, one of the first people who was in, we just asked, you know, what high school are you from, and they were from Central Lafourche. So there are a few from Lafourche Parish.
That, I mean, if I had to guess, I don't know the exact numbers of how many student athletes there are in the local area, but I would have to think that's more than half. I mean, 1,000 kids, that's a lot of young men and women.
I would imagine it is, and this is how they've always done it in Terrebonne Parish way before the TGMC Community Sports Institute got involved with it. It was always about having it all in one location and doing it all at one time. The average is probably between 700 and 1,200. So 1,000 is, I guess, you know, the average when you factor everything that goes into it. That being said, in this day and age where there are so many urgent care centers and there's so many other places you can go, and you know, if you go to your family doctor, it's not a cheap bill to go get a physical. But then again, there are some urgent centers that offer deals where it could be as low as $10. This is still a great thing because it's free. So nobody has an excuse that they didn't get a physical along the way, and we're very proud to be associated with it. Nonetheless, it is a task, and it's only offered once a year. So again, folks, if you didn't get it by 11 o'clock today, that free window has run out.
Kudos to you all for putting that on. That's a great thing. And you know, kudos to some of the doctors and physicians that are lending their time on a weekend to get that done as well. That's a great thing all around.
Yep. And again, Dr. Dickie Haydell was there, and I'm going to give these guys props because they do this for nothing. It's just they just given their time. I saw Dr. Ben Adams was there. Dr. DJ Schwab was there. Dr. Eshte was there from town. She is obviously a leader in our state as far as disease control goals. Just a lot of people that stepped up. Dr. Jake Bordelon was there. I know I'm going to miss a few, and I hate to do that. There are a lot of auxiliary people there, meaning nurses that came from Terrebonne General who are set up in, I can only describe it as it's a semicircle of blood care. They're there checking blood pressure, and basically when a student athlete walks in, they just walk up to one of the open areas, and then they move on for the physicals. So, again, to everybody, all of those auxiliary personnel people who came in to help out, all of the athletic trainers over at Terrebonne General Medical Center are there. Kudos to everybody. Again, 11 o'clock, the last group comes through at 11:30. They'll start cleaning up, and they'll be out of Andrew Cayouette's way at H.L. Bourgeois by noon.
So, Stan, let me ask you this, and this is off topic a little bit. What was the weather like in South Terrebonne last night, man?
In South Terrebonne last night? Off and on, it was.
But we got it bad.
And we didn't like that. And that's what, and listen, I'm one of those guys who goes to Weatherbug and sees it. And I'll see, like, the little ticker tape at the bottom of television coming through. And I'm going, wow, they're getting pummeled. Let me look. And every time I'd look, we were kind of spared a little bit. But I got to tell you, you could see it coming down here.
Yeah, we got it bad. And the reason why I bring that up is we want to get all the rain out of the way this weekend because, boy, we need it to be dry next weekend because we've got our big All-Star Baseball game, which we broadcast right here on ESPN 100.3 Radio. We want to unveil the rosters for that game. I've been asked a couple of times, and even though I've known the rosters now for a couple of days, I've held back. I said, hey, you got to listen to the Sports Corner to get that information. So for the LaFouche Baseball All-Star Team, your LaFouche All-Stars are as follows. From South LaFouche High School, number one, left-handed pitcher Jacob Galliano. Number two, from Central LaFouche High School, an outfielder, Jacob Barker. Number three, also from Central LaFouche High School, an infielder and right-handed pitcher, Cameron Labatt. Number three, from E.D. White, right-handed pitcher, utility player, Colin Richard. Also from E.D. White, number four. And again, a lot of these guys are wearing the same numbers because it's an all-star game. If two kids are wearing the same numbers, they're not going to make a kid change his uniform.
Correct.
Number four from E.D. White, an outfielder, Thomas Magui. Also number four from South LaFouche High School, an outfielder, Andrew Guidry.
By the way, Andrew, best catch I saw this year on the high school level, and maybe the best catch in outfield I've seen in the last 15 years in high school. Just wanted to throw that in.
He made a bunch of them. He was a terrific player. Number five from Central LaFouche outfielder, Joseph Brulette. Number five from E.D. White, infielder, outfielder, Trey Johnson. Number six, he's a good starting pitcher here, from E.D. White, right-handed pitcher, Seth Guidry. Number seven, an outfielder from E.D. White, Michael Claymont, Nichols football signee. Number eight, a catcher from E.D. White, Jack Meyer, best arm we've seen in the area. Number nine, Thibodeau High School, an outfielder, Dre LaFleur. Double deuce, number 22 from South LaFouche High School, right-handed pitcher, infielder, Jelby Sheremy. Number 42 from South LaFouche, a left-handed pitcher, Noah Plaisance. The LaFouche team will be coached by Simon Bado, David Constant, and Chandler Guitros. And Stan, why don't you let us know who the Team Terrebonne All-Stars are going to be for this year's All-Star Baseball game?
Sure, we'll run that real quick. And we had a unique situation. As you mentioned, we allow the child to wear the number that they wore during their high school career. This is the first time we have four kids who have the same number, and it happens on the Terrebonne Parish kid. So here we go. Number two, Austin Champagne from CCA. Austin's going on to play at Delgado Community College. Number two, Connor Verdam from H.L. Bourgeois. Good athlete, good quarterback for that team. Also, Number two, Sage Pellegrin from South Terrebonne. Of course, he was one of their leaders in getting to the quarterfinals. And number two, Dawson Martinez from Vanderbilt Catholic, an integral part of that team. So you have four number twos. It's an exhibition game, folks. So if that bothers you, you know, get over it. Here we go. Number three, Lynn Parfait, a good athlete from Ellendale Memorial. He's going to be on the mound and in the outfield. And also number three, Josh Shelley. Speaking of good athletes, he did just about everything for Coach G over at Vanderbilt Catholic. The only representative of Homer Christian is number four, Brant Roger. Then from Ellendale Memorial, again, number five, Courtney Francis, a good utility guy. And then two brothers who I think didn't get enough pub in our area. They're really good baseball players, Braxton and Cole Lovell from Terrebonne High School. Both can pitch and both can play the position very well, whether it be outfield or infield. Number nine, Channing Holloway from CCA. He's gone on to play at Louisiana College. Number nine, Colby Dufran from Vanderbilt Catholic. Of course, he signed to play at Nicholls State University. Number 10, Drennan Terrio, one of the few catchers we actually have on the roster where he's exclusively a catcher. Number 11, speaking of good athletes, Cullen Butler. He was the MVP in District 7-5A on defense. Number 12, Cam Olivier from CCA. He's going on to play his collegiate ball at Nunez Community College, along with number 12, Nick Brewer. Isn't that interesting?
That
two number 12s who are both going on to play at Nunez Community College in Chalmette. Nick Brune, a terrific young player from South Terrebonne High School. He can give you a few innings, and he can play on the infield. C.J. Detillier, number 13 from Vanderbilt Catholics, going to be in the infield somewhere in this All-Star game. Number 15, Hunter Kaufman from CCA. He's going to be on the mound, giving him a few innings, along with his teammate, number 19, Mason Savoy from, again, CCA. And again from CCA, number 25, Caleb Wilson's going to be out there. Caleb, I think, is going up to Eureka with,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, yeah. Caleb's going up to Eureka with Jelby. So that, you know, two guys playing against each other for the last time, and they're going to have to make up after the game because they'll be playing with each other going forward. And finally, number 25, Peyton Hebert of Ellendale Memorial. He'll be playing in the infield and a little bit catching. Of course, the Terrebonne team has a few more players than what the Lafourche Parish team does, simply because there's more schools in Terrebonne Parish, and we do want to allow those kids to play. If I had to comment on one player that was eligible to play, he would have been accepted into this game, except LSU kind of has a problem with it. That would be Wes Toops from E.D. White. He would be playing. But in all of the years we've had this, and we've had spectacular players. We've had Justin Williams, who had just signed a major league contract, play in this game. We've had guys like Brock Hebert, who went on to play at Triple A baseball. We've had, you know, Brent Boveland. You name it, it's been a who's who. Unfortunately, we've not had Dugas, who is playing at LSU now, and now Wes Toops, because there's just that little tie into LSU and they can't play in this game. And we certainly would like to thank the coaches who are involved in this. G. Cassard, head coach at Vanderbilt, Jamie Delahousse, head coach at Terrebonne, Joe Tutone, head coach at CCA, Corey Sullivan, head coach at HL Bourgeois, John Gatlin, head coach at Terrebonne, and Matt Dupre, assistant at South Terrebonne, have all stepped up and said, we want to coach this thing. They don't get a dime for it. They get nothing except that they are representing their kids, and you got to feel good about that. So if you are a parent out there, or you are one of those who wonders about the intent of these guys, you need to go and thank these guys, because they're stepping up and doing the job and taking care of the kids.
So we can't wait. That's going to be next Saturday. When's the first pitch? Give us the specifics and all the particulars there.
Southland Field, which for you folks who are not real familiar with the Homa area, if you're on Park Avenue near Southland Mall, it's behind Southland Dodge. Man, there's a lot of Southland there, huh? So go to Southland Mall, find Southland Dodge, and right behind Southland Dodge, there is Southland Field. It's really a hidden gem. It's a really nice baseball field. Really nice. And we wanted to have a neutral area, so that is the neutral area to play this game. 2 o'clock start time. It's a 9-inning game. I've said this already, and I know it's the kiss of death, and you mentioned the weather already. Knock on wood, this is our 11th annual game, and we are hoping the weather stays away. And what is so significant about this year, more than any other year, is that this station, that 100.3, really stepped up, and they will be broadcasting the game live, not only broadcasting on radio, but they will be streaming it. And who knows, we might even be there doing this show there next week. We'll see how it all plays out.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan for me. Let me ask you this. that ballpark there does, like if we get rain in the morning, they have lights. We'll be able to play it at night if need be.
Not only do they have lights, their drainage system is exceptional. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, Terrebonne High plays at Southland, which South Down. But a lot of Souths, Joey.
No, I'm telling you.
South Down obviously has artificial turf. So that would probably be the only better situation. But Southland Field drains extremely well. If it rains all morning, we're still playing it. Our problem would be is if we have that lightning and thunder at game time. And unfortunately, and this was sent out to all the coaches and all of the players, if we do have that, we have to shut it. There's no other time to make it up. These kids are graduating high school. They're moving on. So we play it at 2 o'clock on Saturday, or we don't play it at all.
Sounds like a winner. So let's go ahead and take our first commercial break. When we get back, we're going to have HL Bourgeois football coach Ryan Fournier on the line. His team has already wrapped up their spring practices. I'm very curious to hear what Coach Fournier thinks. You're listening to The Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3 Radio.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
El Paso Mexican Grill in Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food and their cantina. Come and enjoy their daily lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Looking for the best party on the bayou? Well, that's El Paso's Grill and Cantina with a live mariachi band. El Paso Mexican Grill, the freshest food from our family to yours. El Paso Mexican Grill on Highway 1 in Raceland.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
This is Golic and Wingo.
Was it really Chris Haas didn't want to be there? He said that, you know, the truth will come out. Either way, whatever is said, the bottom line is you can't grade any of this until free agency hits. And do the Knicks get anybody?
Yeah, and so if we're going off past precedents on this, I have very little faith, if any at all, that the Knicks will be able to pull this off.
I agree.
Obviously, it's kind of a where there's smoke, there's fire deal. We've heard enough about this Kyrie and Kevin Durant where I think even the wishful thinking of Knicks fans can't make the gusts go this strong to some story like this. So I'd have to imagine there's some truth to it now, but there's a lot of time between now and then.
This is an all-in bet, right? And you made the great point, Mike. You can't get one of these guys unless you're in the game.
Yeah, you're in the game. They may swing and take the biggest miss in the world, but there's part of me that says, you know what? If you truly believe Porzingis doesn't want to be part of this team and you can put yourself in this position, then you know what? You got to step in the batter's box.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Southeast Louisiana sports leader, ESPN New Orleans.
And welcome back to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair with Stan Gravois across the desk, Joey D to our left. We go to the phone lines right now where we have HL Bourgeois second-year football coach Ryan Fournier on the line. Coach Fournier, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, man. How are we doing today?
Pretty good, my friend. You guys have already wrapped up spring practices, played your spring game against Assumption. Give us a rundown of some things that the Braves got accomplished here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, man. No, we had a really good 2 weeks of practice. You know, thankfully the weather held up, you know, for us, and we're able to get 9 days in. Going to lose the 10th one, but you know, with the amount of quality work we had in these 9 days, I'm really happy about it. We definitely found some things out, you know, from a personnel standpoint, and we got several new coaches that they got to see our kids, and kids got to learn them a little bit. So overall, man, I couldn't be any more pleased than what we, you know, what we had this spring. Wish we'd have played a little better Thursday night against Assumption. You know, we kind of took our licks a little bit. You know, but I definitely, you know, it's funny when the lights come on, you find out who your players are, you know, and the kids definitely, the ones we kind of expected to step up, you know, played well, and the ones we knew, you know, especially the young ones that we're counting on, you know, they kind of took their lumps. But overall, you know, and Assumption's a very good football team, and they're going to have a great season with Coach Payne. But overall, we were pleased, man. We definitely found out, you know, a little bit about ourselves, and we have a lot of momentum going into the summer.
Ryan, first of all, a huge thanks for putting on the free physicals this morning, along with Andrew and all of the crew there at HL Bourgeois. A wonderful job. I hope it's still going okay, because I don't hear it.
Oh, absolutely,
I don't hear a riot behind you right now.
No, and we appreciate y'all, man. This is such a great event, and it allows our student athletes to come in and get these physicals done for free. And, you know, they're done for a calendar year now. And, you know, so, yeah, man, we appreciate y'all and everything y'all do for our school.
Let's talk about Jordan Rainey a little bit, who is, you know, in all probability, I know we're a summer away, going to be your starting quarterback. This morning when you and I spoke, you glowed about him a little bit. What makes him special?
I did, yeah. And let me tell you, that's the one, you know, one thing we definitely did find out this spring. We have a quarterback, man, and he's good with this offense. He gets the ball out of his hand quickly. He makes good decisions. You know, he could point everybody in the right direction. You know, Jordan just had a fantastic spring, and we certainly look for him to grow over the summer. And you know, going into next August, we feel like we have a guy at that position. So we are certainly excited about that. You know, Jordan just has that it factor, man. I don't know if there's one thing I could point out, you know, because he's not the fastest kid. He doesn't have the greatest of arms, but yet, you know, he always seems to make plays with his feet, and he always seems to make that throw. And we definitely saw that this summer. And he made some plays with his feet Thursday night that extended drives and gave us an opportunity, and he did some really good things, man. We are really excited about him, and he's such a humble kid and quiet. You know, I've been trying to get him out of his shell a little bit. Every once in a while after practice, I'd make him break the team down, and I'd always, you know, I'd kind of get an eye roll from him because, you know, he's not a real loud or boisterous kid. But, man, he's still a leader just by his play, and he's certainly coming out of his shell a little bit. You know, you got to remember, right now he's still a sophomore on campus, you know, and he still has, you know, we got 2 good years left with him. And I just think the world of him, man. I think he's going to be a really good quarterback in this area, and I anticipate him having a real breakout season within our district.
We're talking some football with HL Bourgeois football coach Ryan Fournier here on the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3 Radio. And, Coach, last year your defense was really, really good, man, probably better than what they got credit for, but – in the spring game, it looks like Assumption touched up a little bit at times in the passing game. How do you fix that secondary over the summer, get them ready for the fall?
Well, yeah, they did. And you know what? To Assumption's credit, they got some real good players, man. They got a couple of quarterbacks that could throw, and they got some good-looking wide receivers, man. But, you know, our DBs are young. You know, we got torched a little bit in the pass game. But, you know, one deep ball they hit was on a sophomore corner. You know, a kid that will be a sophomore. And that kid is going to be a hell of a player. You know, I mean, he's again, like I mentioned earlier, first time under the lights of some of these kids being in a varsity action, and you know, they're going to hit those plays on them early. You know, but that sophomore corner is going to be a really good player before it's all said and done. You know, and we had a couple of positions back. They got to remember we had on that defense from last year, I think it was 9 starters. You know, that we lost, so we got a lot of new faces on that side of the ball, and you know, our defensive coaches, you know, implemented some new things to fit those guys. And I think when August rolls around, you know, having a full summer of workouts and practice, you know, we'd be a lot better on that side of the ball. But they did some good things, and we got better. Here's the thing. We got better as the scrimmage went on, you know, which was encouraging. You know, we kind of went through a little rough patch there. We did a little red zone period with assumption that you know, they hit us on a couple. But overall, you know, we got better as the scrimmage went on. And, you know, like I told the kids after, the film don't lie. You know, film, that eye in the sky tells you everything you need to know. And what we saw is we had 11 guys flying around trying to get to the football and playing hard, and that's all we could ever ask for.
Let's talk about the implementation of the wing T. If you had to put a percentage on it, your off season this year, your spring football this year, about what percent would you give it that you feel comfortable that y'all have implemented it? Are you at 50%?
We had that conversation Thursday night. I guess about 25% of the offense is in.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we ran Thursday night, I guess, maybe three different plays. I think we ran trap, buck sweep, and waggle. You know what I mean? We didn't do very much. You know, we kept it very plain. I think we ran four different formations, you know, maybe five different formations at the most. Yeah, we have very little. We want to get good at the basics, and we knew going in with only nine practices and with basically a new offensive staff, we were going to keep it pretty simple and certainly expand on it come this summer, and especially in the pass game over the summer, because we don't have pads on. It's just easy to go out there and throw it around a little bit, you know, than it is to start trying to, you know, pound and ground. So, yeah, we got only about 25% of the offense in. You know, we'll certainly be expanding on that, you know, these next couple of months, and we'll be full go come September 6th with South Terrebonne.
Any regrets, out of curiosity, just from the standpoint of sitting around with the coaching staff, maybe in a coaching office, and, you know, somebody saying, why are we putting this in? Or has it been a really positive thing?
No, absolutely not. No, zero regrets. We this is what we are. We're going to be a wing T offense. We're going to run the football. We're going to play great defense. We're going to be sound in the kicking game. And, you know, here's the thing, man. With our district, we play a whole bunch of schools that have phenomenal athletes. You know, between the River, Thibodeau up the road, Terrebonne down there, Central always has great players. You know, we got to find our thing, and this is our thing. We're going to run the wing T. Nobody else does it in district. And we're going to make it tough for you to prepare for us, you know, in the season. And now our personnel fits this. We have a whole bunch of running backs, you know, so we start trying to go spread and I'm having to take some of those guys off the field. That doesn't make any sense to me, you know, so let's get our running backs in the field. That's our best people. We got a quarterback that can run this offense well. And, you know, we'll keep our defense off the field, hopefully this year, a lot more than we did last year. And we're only going to get better. And that was the thing last year. A lot of coaches told me was, you know, Ryan, it's year two of the wing T is when you're going to start to see the results, man. And that's what we're fully expecting, you know, and Coach Vitter, you know, on again, only nine practices. He did a fantastic job, coming in this spring and implementing some of his own, touches on the wing T. And, this is who we are, man. And it's going to be who we are, you know, as long as I'm here.
Coach, thanks so much for the time and have a great summer, my friend.
Yeah, man, I appreciate y'all. And again, Stan, thank you for everything y'all do for Terrebonne Parish Schools, man. We appreciate you.
You got to do one thing. You got to tell Ella hello for me and get a fist bump for me.
I'll do that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Later, guys.
Yes, sir. That is Ryan Fournier with H.L. Bourgeois, and I think he is 100% right in that the kid that H.L. Bourgeois pulls from will never be bigger, faster, stronger than the kid Destrehan and Hanville pulls from. But you can maybe grind them out and punch them in the mouth for 48 minutes of a high school game and control the tempo and control the pace. I think they're doing the right thing implementing this wing T and sticking with it and being patient with it.
I agree. Just this week, I was looking at old footage from 1972 of area high schools. There's this guy who had this footage. He was transferring it to DVD. So as I'm looking at it, I'm realizing even when some of those teams, South Lafourche, South Terrebonne, were really good, they didn't have a lot of great, great, great offensive line play. And basically, it's something that I think we've always kind of lacked. And when you go to the wing T, you down block a lot. You don't need to be as big. You don't need to be as is agile. Although down blocking is not easy, it's something you can teach. You use your wing backs to down block also. So yeah, I do think it's the right thing to do, and I think they're gonna see the dividends of it. But I'm scared, just like he said, it won't necessarily be right away. It's going to take a little bit of time. And now people are tweaking that wing tee to where it's a little bit more wide open. So there are things you could do out of it now that people just didn't do, say, 20 years ago.
So let's go ahead and go to the phone lines right now. We have one of our favorite callers on the line. Coach Rod, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Coach
talking
Rod.
Football. talking football, is it? And it's in a school. It's in Maine. I love it.
What's going on with you, Coach Rod? I understand you got a camp that's going to be going on in a couple of weeks here?
Well, it's going to be June 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. We've been doing it since 1986. We started off with under 100 campers, and all the coaches and the players stayed in the Kalikas dorm, and now we're in two or three dorms. We've over 400 campers, and we've got a multitude of great high school coaches. Last year we had, you know, of course, Pete Jenkins is our defensive coordinator. And we had the defensive line coach from the Saints, from the New England Patriots. We had two guys from the Kansas City Chiefs. We had Bo Davis with the Detroit Lions. And we usually have Carl Dunbar, but he couldn't make it last year. He had knee surgery. And on the offensive line this year, talking with Zach Streif, he wants to come work the camp. And so it's wide open right now. We've got about 150 campers registered, and we're going to make it to 400.
I saw where there's, and I don't want to say it's a name change. Obviously, still the offensive defensive line camp, but I saw it's of Louisiana. Is there a little difference in the moniker now of what you call it, or it's still going to be just be called the old D-line camp? Because I like this, Coach Rod. Y'all put the original on there. Y'all gotta post that everywhere because everybody around the country is trying to copy y'all now.
Well, we had to make the name change because it's an ownership change.
I see.
It is back when the camp started back in 1986, doing things with the banks and everything else. You just did it and you worked and you, but. Now we had to go and get some tax ID numbers and everything, so we had to make a name change from the previous owners. So Pete Jenkins and I are the owners of the camp, and he and I the there were four guys from the original start: Jesse Daigle, Pete Jenkins, Kenny Farrell, who were the owners, and I worked. I was coaching at Nichols at the time, so. I mean, as time goes, guys get old and then move on. So the camp was going to stop because Kenny Farrell was doing all the paperwork, and Pete's so involved with the NFL and other, and he was coaching at LSU. So I ended up taking over. So Pete now the owners now, and I've taken over Jesse Daigle and Kenny Farrell's role as the ownership. So that's the reason for the name change. It's always been the OFFDEF Line Camp, so it's still the same, except on paper is the Louisiana Line Camp LLC.
Very good, Coach. Now, before we let you go here, because we're up against a commercial break, I know you follow local high school sports very, very closely. Tell me what Coach Kyle is saying and being back at EDY. Tell me about the squad he's going to have. I know you follow those guys pretty closely.
Well, he's got 112 kids out. He's got over 100 guys out. Instead of having 6 or 8 coaches, he's got like 12, 14 guys, some previous alumni coaches, guys that went off and played in college and back coaching. There is so much enthusiasm and a lot of spirit going on at E.D. White right now. They're changing their offense. They're going to a zone read. And, I mean, Grant Schessel is the offensive coordinator. And the enthusiasm I saw when watching practice a couple of times, it's tremendous. I can't wait to see what the final product of what's going on with Kyle is saying. And what he is working. We had, Nichols had a clinic during that spring training, and five ED White coaches showed up for the clinic. That's never happened before. They were there taking notes, asking questions, getting involved, and just like with the line camp, we've never had 10 kids from ED White come to the line. We've got 10 registered right now. We're going to have, from Jesuit, we're going to have 45, 50. From Catholic of Baton Rouge, we're going to have 45, 50.
Wow.
We're going to have 20, you know. So, and you know, people don't understand how good this line camp is. Amount of drill work that you get, and the teaching techniques that Pete Jenkins, the defensive coordinator, Mark Solis now is the offensive, the head coach of Cheswick, Lee Russell is the offensive line coach at Nichols, and Mark are working together as the offensive coordinators, and the drill work and the drill tape that's being watched and seen, it's like NFL SEC caliber stuff. And just put it plain and simple, this is the best offensive defensive line camp in the nation. It's been going on since 1986. We're at 400 campers. We've had 1 year we went to 500. And it's what we bring to the community of Thibodeau and Homa is unbelievable. And when the kids leave, we give them a T-shirt that says, "I survived line camp." And they cherish wearing it and seeing it. I mean, you know, and the parents want to buy it, but no, we don't sell it. The kids get it. And we've been doing it for over 30 years that way.
Well, Coach, I appreciate the time. We're up against a break, but be sure to call us again as we lead up here into the camp here.
Thank y'all for giving me the time, and I want to get Pete Jenkins with y'all one day.
Oh, that sounds like a winner, Coach. You have a wonderful Saturday.
Okie doke. Thank you.
That is Coach Rod. Boy, there's I always say this when he calls in, is that I hope to be blessed enough one day to still be following local high school athletics at that age. That man is a lifer, and he is wonderful.
He said everybody was getting older. He doesn't get older.
No, that's what I'm thinking as he's saying it. He is younger and younger by the day. I wish I'd be able to find some of that stuff myself. You're listening to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Up against the break, we're going to Central Lafourche here in the next segment to talk to football coach Keith Menard here on ESPN 100.3 Radio.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Veterinary favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodeau Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodeau Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodeau.com.
Day one, taking opioids.
It's not hurting my family.
Day three, taking opioids.
It's not hurting my family.
Day five, taking opioids.
It's not hurting my family.
Day seven, taking opioids.
It's hurting my family.
Addiction to opioids, like the painkillers Lortab and Percocet, tears families apart. So know the risks before you take them and get help now if you're currently taking them and can't stop. For help with addiction, including services covered by Medicaid, visit opioidhelpla.org.
Hi, I'm Craig Morgan. You might know me for my songs, but before I sang country music, I served in the United States Army. For almost 20 years, I served side by side with some of the most resilient men and women I've ever met. They taught me that we all go through challenges, and one small act can make a big difference during tough times. If you're a veteran or a service member in crisis or even having thoughts of suicide, the Veterans Crisis Line can help. All it takes is one call, one chat, or one text to connect. Caring, trained responders are available 24/7 with free confidential support for veterans, service members, and the people who love them. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 or chat online at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838255. One call, one chat, one text, one conversation can open the door to support. Reach out today. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
Miss an interview? Visit the Audio Vault at ESPN1003.com.
And welcome back to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We want to thank Coach Rod for that call in the last segment. If anybody wants to chime in on anything we're talking about, feel free to give us a call, 1-800-998-1003 or 798-1003 if you want to chime in. We go to the phone lines now to have Central Lafourche football coach Keith Menard on the line. Coach Menard, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Always a pleasure to be with you guys.
Absolutely, my friend. Same here. Give us a rundown. I know spring football is going on out in Central Lafourche. How are things looking right now for the Trojans?
Well, actually, I love spring football and glad to be at it. Completed 8 days up to this point. Got 2 more days next week and spring's been really good for us. Defensively, we got a lot of kids back, and we're playing like it right now in the spring, and especially in our front six, they're playing really well. And offensively, we have a new quarterback situation, and he's actually having a good spring right now, and things are progressing better than. Than most springs at this time.
Let's talk a little bit, and I tell you, Keith, we could sit here and talk about this kid forever, but this is not necessarily a spring football question. What makes Deion Jenkins the running back that he is?
Well, I know you hear this a lot from coaches, and as a sophomore, he started every game for us, and but he was a kid that didn't have great vision. His hips weren't as good, and he just took a maybe one step cut and would run over people, try to at least. But he worked extremely hard at getting more flexible in his hips. Our running back coach, Coach Narcan, did a great job of working with him on cuts and planting and seeing the holes. And last year, he just really just blossomed out and got a little faster, was able to make the right cuts in our offense and started feeling the O-line, like what was happening. And he really has, for me, watching this kid, he probably works as hard in the weight room as any kid we got. And then he works as hard at practice as any kid that we got. And I know you hear that a lot from coaches, but it's nice to see your best player really, setting the work ethic for your team.
So, and I'll add to that, now that you saw what he did his junior year, does it make you guys sit down in the coach's office and kind of pull out the chalk and go, how are we going to use him this year, maybe in other ways? Or it's, let's just stick to the game plan. It obviously worked, and he works well within our offense.
Well, I think, sometimes you get outthink yourself. There's certain plays that he likes, and we're going to still find ways to get him the football. He's still going to be the guy that carries the football. We have our quarterback, our new quarterback this year is probably going to be able to run the ball a little better. We have some more maybe possible runs by the quarterback when it all falls down to it, though. We still would rather Deion carry the ball than anybody else. So we're trying to put together a pretty good situation with our with what we're installing and our play calling down the road, where Deion's still the focal point of our offense, but now our quarterback can give people trouble by him being able to run the football.
Coach,
and then, you know, we're not talking about is I still got Laredo back, I still got Folsy back,
right,
I still
right.
got the tight end back.
Right.
So you know, it's not too bad right now.
You segued beautifully, Coach, into the next question I was going to ask. Is having those weapons on the edge back, I'm sure that's going to make the transition for a new quarterback much easier.
Well, anytime you have Deion Jenkins in the backfield and you have a Folsy, a Laredo, and a tight end like Wilcox, I might be able to come out of retirement. I can't throw a lick and run a lick. But, you know, that's a good way to get started as a quarterback, you know. We still have three guys back on the O-line. We're fitting up two guys in there right now. We got about three or four battling for those two spots. So, you know, overall, I think it's a good situation for Ashton Duncan, our new quarterback coming in, you know, to have those kind of weapons around him.
Coach, taking a peek at your schedule, you guys are going to be very home heavy early in the year. It looks like you guys are trying to set up to have a really, really strong non-district start.
Well, you know, we'd like to believe that. You know, you got White Castle coming in, Franklin coming in, two teams that wanted to play us that are lower classifications, and they're coming to us twice, you know, the next 2 years. Then we got South Lafourche back in our place this year. You know, always a great rivalry, you know. And, I mean, shoot, it would be nice for us to stay on the winning side after we, you know, that rivalry. That would be nice. And then we got Thibodeau, who, you know, back-to-back rivalry games is something we haven't had, but we will this year. And then Ellendur away, and then HLB at home, that's our first six. And, you know, we have five of the first six at home, and, you know, it's, you know, hopefully we can hold serve at home, I guess. You know what I'm saying? And that would be a great start for us.
So very quickly, Coach, before we run into our next break, what's the rundown here for the Trojans here the rest of the spring? Who are you guys going to be playing in the next couple of days?
Well, we're not. We're going to play ourselves. We just feel like we have a bunch of, you know, we still had 75 or 80 kids, and we just feel like to get everybody some reps, we like to put them, you know, play ourselves and get that going, you know. And you know, I'm going to tell you, the strong point of our football team might be our defense, and that's the thing we're looking forward to.
And when's that game going to be, and is it open to the public?
Sure. It's going to be Thursday at around 5:30.
Sounds like a winner, Coach. Thanks so much for the time, and have a great offseason, my friend.
Anytime, man. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach Menard.
That is Coach Menard of Central Lafourche, doing a great job. And look, he was talking about his schedule. They have got a very interesting schedule because they got six games. And look, I don't want to sneeze on White Castle, Franklin, South Lafourche, Thibodeau, Ellendur, H.L. Bourgeois, not in any way. But the quote-unquote, if you look at that River District, normally you would say the quote-unquote big games are all in a row in the final four games of the season. Hanville, East St. John, Destrehan, and Terrebonne. And three of the four are on the road, so they'd better get off to an early start because it might be a tough finish.
They have been very streaky. If there was one other question maybe we could pose to him in the future, it's how do you stop that non-streakiness where, you know, it's we'll win five and lose five. I remember they did that one year just a couple of years ago. Or they'll win their first four, lose one, win one, and then lose out. And I realize it's a strength of schedule and who comes along, but again, high school kids, man, if you could get that ball rolling just a little bit early on, that's why I think those first three games of the season are so huge in high school football. You come out of it 3-0, I don't care if you played, you know, Little Sisters of the Poor. You're going to be feeling pretty good about yourself going forward because people who pull out the papers and all, they think, hey, this team won their first three. They're pretty good. Doesn't matter who they played. Well, that's what the kids believe. You know? So that being said, I think they have that opportunity, obviously. And listen, we're closer in the Bayou region. We're closer, and I say we. I mean H.L. Bourgeois, Terrebonne, obviously. Terrebonne had a good year last year. South Lafourche, South Terrebonne. All of our teams down here are closer to that river level than we've been in maybe forever. So, yeah, I do think that as time goes on, we're going to catch them. We're going to reel them in. Maybe slow but sure, but we're going to reel them in.
I agree with that 100%. Let's take a quick commercial break. You're listening to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Out of this break, we're going to have Nichols football coach Tim Rebo, who's going to know a lot about some of the Bayou and River talent because he's recruited a lot of those kids. You're listening to ESPN 100.3 Radio.
And I believe it could be something good has begun. Why didn't smile?
It's time to have fun, so come on in. Come on in and win. It's magic.
Cash Magic.
Come and feel the magic.
Cash Magic.
Where winners play both night and day. Cash Magic.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic casinos always have the newest games.
The service is just great.
It's a very friendly place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
Come have some fun. Let us make you a VIP with our fast and friendly service. It's the Cash Magic difference. Video poker at its best. Come feel the magic today at one of our 7 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker, Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP, Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device, anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, inviting you to take a Louisiana staycation. Do you know the story of the Baroness de Pentalva? Learn how she helped design Jackson Square and the impact her life had on the French Quarter at the Cabildo now. You have a sports fan in the family? The Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame in Natchitoches is just a ticket. One of 9 museums that tell thousands of stories to feed your soul. Plan your family staycation at one of our great museums in Louisiana at louisianatravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return-to-play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Hey, it's Golic. Keep it on 100.3 FM, your 24-hour sports station, ESPN New Orleans.
Hey! And welcome back to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gistler, Stan Gravois, and Joey D. We have made an attempt to get Coach Tim Rebo on the line. I'm sure he's recruiting, knowing him. I'm sure he's with a prospect right now. And we'll get him before the show ends, but gives us an opportunity, Stan, to talk and maybe give a little bit of an update about Nicholls State University baseball. They were supposed to play at 6 p.m. today. First pitch for that game has been moved up to 11:30 a.m. So Nicholls is going to be playing the second game of their baseball series here at 11:30. Looking up at the radar, looks like it's maybe drizzling a little bit in Thibodaux, but they should be able to get that game in. The Colonels are in a mad dash right now. They've got 5 Southland games left. To feel safe about making it to the conference tournament, you'd better just win a bunch of them, and I'll put it to you like that.
Last night wasn't any help at all, as last night they dropped that game to Stephen F. Austin, as Stephen F. Austin came back really late in the game and scored 5 runs. I'd imagine they want to get the taste out of their mouth, so they're putting that game early this morning also. But yeah, the weather is supposed to roll in. They have to win them all. They have Abilene Christian next weekend to wrap it all up. And Stephen F. Austin is in one of those seats where they're not safe going into the tournament, and they're going to be fighting for their lives. So, yeah, it's not going to be easy for the Colonels. Do want to quickly give out a big shout-out to, the Lady Colonels in softball yesterday, making it to the championship game of the Southland Conference Tournament and losing a tough one to Sam Houston, but nonetheless, a great job by Coach Santiago and all of his girls. This is going to be sad to see Megan Landry moving on now as her career is done.
You know, was actually watching that game on ESPNU, and it was really neat to be able to watch the Colonels play on television like that. it is incredibly difficult to see Megan Landry and some of those other senior players leave the program, Callie Claymore and all the wonderful seniors in that program. But later in the game, some of the big plays are being made by some underclassmen. I think they're going to be a good program for the next several years.
I agree. I do agree also that it starts in the circle.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Megan Landry had it. Whatever it is, she had it. Interestingly, too, watching that game yesterday, both Sam Houston and Megan Landry as pitcher, Sam Houston's pitcher, they're slight. They're not big girls, and you don't see that very much in softball anymore where – you know, just to generate the power that you have to generate. So you start to understand it's kind of that Greg Maddox thing where you have to have location and you have to be smart and you have to have a high baseball/softball IQ. And obviously Megan had that. And that's what I mean. I think they just lose that. And of course, Amanda Gianoloni at shortstop. That's going to be a big loss to them too.
You know, just to talk about the type of player and the type of personality that Megan Landry is, there were questions, you know, is she going to be able to pitch yesterday's game? She had worked a lot of innings earlier in the tournament. She tweeted a picture yesterday morning, I guess whenever the team was leaving the hotel. She was smiling. She was flexing her muscles. She said, yes, my right arm is still attached. So, yes, that means I'm pitching today.
That's awesome. And a lot of people say, oh, it's a natural motion in softball. Yeah, it's a natural motion, but folks, you still get tired. You're doing something that the body doesn't do repetitiously that many times, and she sucked it up, and she really put it together. For them to come back and beat McNeese night before last, 10-4, really late at night, and then to go on to the next day, it was awesome. And, again, they deserve tons of credit. They've been in that championship game, you know, pretty much every year for the last 3 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So there's some good things going on with softball over at Nicholls State.
And perhaps the most important thing that team has done, I was digging through some APR reports, that team has a perfect 1,000 APR score. That means everyone is graduating. Everyone is staying an academic qualifier. These are great young women outside
the
play.
Wow, that I didn't know. That's really impressive. Maybe more impressive than what they've done on the field.
So kudos to Coach Santiago for not just recruiting good players, recruiting good people, good students, and good citizens.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Shoot.
Did the Houston Rockets lose last night?
Casey, I think we're running out of time.
let me ask you this, Casey Doback. Listen, folks, I'm messing with Casey. Casey's a Houston Rockets fan, obviously. How did you become a Houston Rockets fan? Because it fascinates me how people become fans of certain teams. How did that happen to you?
So, okay, growing up in the early 90s, there were no New Orleans Hornets, New Orleans Pelicans. The Rockets were our closest team. So, at the time, you know, I'm not really a big fan of the team that wins it all the time, so I wasn't really a Bulls fan. And so when the Rockets won those two championships in between the Bulls run, I was like, yeah, I like these guys. And then they got Charles Barkley in between there, and that was kind of interesting. And then just stuck to the Tracy McGrady, well, before that Steve Francis, then Yao Ming, then the Tracy McGrady years, and I've just been a Rockets fan all the way through. The Pelicans came here, and, you know, I don't root against New Orleans Pelicans at all. You know, it's whatever. I want them to do well, but they need to do well to stay here, quite frankly. But I wasn't going to abandon my Rockets. As Joey D plays a sad violin.
So your team was established in the Rockets, and it's the Braves in baseball.
Yeah.
And that's just pretty much from us being allowed to see the Braves so much,
exposure.
I would imagine.
Exposure.
Very good. So who's football?
Hold on. Well, say it, Casey, say it.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Casey, I'm not going to lie, I didn't know that.
Big Dallas Cowboys, man.
I'm okay with that.
So, look.
My wife and I go to games in Dallas, and we enjoy it, but I'm...
You know what's cool? He gets to watch all the Super Bowls on VHS.
That's what I was about to say. People say, man, Atlanta Braves, Dallas Cowboys, you're a front runner. The Cowboys have not won squat in my lifetime.
That doesn't make you a front runner.
The Rockets have not won squat in my lifetime, so... Maybe I'm a front runner for teams that did well in the 70s and 80s, but not so much now.
I didn't realize that with the Cowboys, but I'm not anti anything with the Cowboys. That's not. I know some people really are anti. I'm not a big Cowboys fan, but I'm not non-Cowboys either.
Yeah, it sounds like we have Coach Tim Rebo on the line. Joey D, good work getting him on. Coach Rebo, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Sorry I'm a little late, guys. I apologize.
It's okay, my friend. It's been a busy time. Well, it's always a busy time to be a college football head coach, I'm sure. So what are some things you guys are working on right now over at Nicholls?
Well, got through spring ball. You know, we had our spring game April. The guys took a week off where they had spring break, and they came back, and we finished up with a couple weeks, about 2 weeks of some good lifting. Now the guys are taking off their final exam. The coach is out on the road recruiting because, you know, that never stops. So it's spring recruiting time, and we've been getting around to all of the high schools and trying to build those relationships again and looking forward to the next year's class.
Tim, staying here, last year, I think at this time of the year, we were thinking Kansas. Nichols opens up with Kansas. We're going to Kansas. And the game, after the game, obviously, it was such a great game that kind of set the tone for the last of the year. Then we're kind of this year, you know, you got K-State on your schedule, and I don't think we're talking about it as much, and I think that's, and I'm not sure how to verbalize this, it's obviously a great compliment to your program, because it's not like we're concentrating on one game, but as a coach, are y'all going into this season the same way, or do you look at K-State and say, this is the game we got to get ready for, it's the next game on the schedule, and the rest of the season is predicated by kind of how we come out at the beginning of the season, if that makes any sense whatsoever?
Yeah, well, I think this, Dan, I think you always got to, you know, obviously every year is different, every team is different, but our approach is going to be the one game at a time. I thought last year's Kansas game, it did set the tone because we had a lead, and then we fell behind, and then we came back at the end to, you know, get forced overtime and win it in overtime. So it taught our guys, you know, so many lessons just in that one game, and I think it stayed that way throughout the year where, you know, we were in games and then we had to learn how to play from behind and do those things. So this year going into it, as always, I mean, I got to make sure we take care of ourselves in fall camp and getting our guys right, you know, fundamentally and in the right mindset to play a 12-game season. You know, this year we play in 12 and not 11. And then we got to go into that first game. Kansas is going to be a great task for us. They have a new head coach. He's coming from North Dakota State, you know, and you know what they've done over the last, you know, several years in FCS. So he's going to have those guys ready to go. And he's going to be looking for a measuring stick for his team also. But we're going to go and approach that big game for us. We need to find out who we are early in the season because our schedule is going to be a little tough. And then we'll take it from there.
Coach, having a bye after that first game is a little bit different for most programs. Talk about how you guys are going to approach that, knowing that, hey, you're going to have that first game, then you're going to have a week to fix some of the mistakes before the second game.
You know, ever since we've been here, our schedule has not been perfect. Well, you know, the first 2 years we were here, we had open date the first week of the season when everybody was playing. Last year, I kind of had it set where it was later, and I don't know, after week five or six, I think it came at a good time for us. So we're just going to have to feel this one out week two, regroup ourselves, and then because after that, now you're going 11 straight, and then, you know, we have a tough road swing early on, so we're going to have to get the guys' minds right in that aspect.
So Damian, Jean-Pierre, and Ali sign, you know, free agent contracts, or at least tryout contracts. What do you think about those guys? What are those particular NFL teams getting in those kids? And does that, because I don't know, you know, at the high school level, if a guy's an all-state player or he signs to play college, all the other kids look up to it. Is that something that you use for some of your guys who are underclassmen to kind of achieve to along the way?
I think so. You know, I'm very excited for those two guys. They put in a lot of hard work. I think Damian had you know, didn't have to play into a tryout role where Ollie did. So Ollie went out to Oakland. He had that tryout, and he ended up making it and signing a contract where Damian was already signed to a contract. So I think they get in some very good players. I think both of those situations are a really, really good fit for each one of those, where Carolina is not deep in the receiver role, didn't draft receivers. So Damian can go over there and make an impact. And then Ali's a 300-pound defensive lineman who's very athletic. So if he can hang on and just, you know, stay healthy and get through, I think he can have an impact also. And you know, it is good for your program, especially where we are, and kids like to see that. I know all the kids on our team are super excited about it. Damian has been here the past week. He was throwing with Chase, and he was working out. And, you know, the guys were kind of clinging to him, you know, really proud of him that, hey, one of our guys is going to be in those camps.
So it looks forward, and it does give them something to shoot for. And I think, as always, you know, you got to use it in recruiting also. Guys want to know, hey, do I have a chance to go to the next level from here? Because that's the question we get all the time. And you know the answer to that is, I take it just like as in high school. Guys, we go recruit every level. We go single A, double A, triple A. It doesn't matter, right? The guy's good enough, he can play. And I think it's the same thing with the pro level. Those guys know you got to get on the field. You got to be able to play, and those guys will find you.
Coach Stan and I talked about this a couple of weeks, is that from the outside looking in, you guys got a lot of star power back. The names that people recognize you guys have back, Forcade and Bussey and Gums and Irvin and you name it, you guys have a lot of skill guys back. But in the trenches, you guys did lose a lot of players. How do you replace that, and how do you block them as well as you did last year?
I think that has been the key. And, you know, we have talked about it for a couple years now, is why we've had success. It's because you can win it up front. And we've been good on both sides of the ball, offensive line and defensive line. It allows us to go play with the A&Ms and the Georgias and those guys because we can handle it up front. We lost four starters on the offensive line, and we got a couple guys that I thought had a really good spring that showed that they can step up. And then also, if you can just find maybe a guy late, maybe a junior college guy that has some experience who might have been a late qualifier, that we can get in and add some depth to that position. But I tell those guys all the time, you know, we got a really good, you know, Dontrell Taylor running back. Those guys really make it a little easier for those guys up front also when you have those skilled guys. Defensive line-wise, when you look at it, we got Sully back. We'll add a couple guys to the mix. We had a big, deep signing class with that, and we got a couple transfers on the D-line also that will give us a lot of depth.
Is there a magic potion that you said this one time, that if you put a dot in Thibodeau and you went out about 100 miles and made a big circle around Thibodeau, that's your guys. That's who you were looking for. And when I sat in the spring game, I was, you know, just kind of off by myself on the side, and I'm thinking from Forcade, who's, you know, from New Orleans, and guys right. from here in the Bayou region and White Castle and everything, and I'm going, they're all from here. But how? And this really is a strange question, because obviously I want our area to succeed, but I am not one of those apologists for you and Seth, you know, and that y'all have to get kids who are from right here. You need to get kids you can win with. That's the bottom line. That's the way it works. I understand it. But you're winning with those guys who are inside of that circle. Do you have this guide that you go by, that you find these Sully Lace type kids and these, And you know, I say it, Chandler Arsenal type kids. How does that work? Or do you just one day smile and say, hey, that worked out?
I wish, Dan, that there was a magic potion you could spring across and make it work. And, you know, we get often asked that question. And, you know, I think it goes back to the years. I always talk about this when I was here before. I said, hey, there's a lot of good players in this area. And it's a shame that, you know, we really don't have to go outside of our circle to find them. Not saying that we won't. You know, there's some players who will fit, and some junior college guys and some from Mississippi and maybe from Texas that'll work for us. But majority's got to be right here. And I think I got to give our coaches, first of all, the credit for finding these guys and going out and building some relationships, not just with the coaches we talked about in high school, but with these players now at an early age. And then which we got to do is we find the ones that fit for us. And I think that's where our coaches have done a fantastic job in that evaluation process. But we talked about Amani Martin, and you know him well from East St. John,
right,
who was not the biggest, you know, not the tallest. But we talk about this term a lot, was a football player. And then when you look at Evan Verron and Sully Lesh and Alan Pittman, and you talk about those guys. And then Chandler Arsenal, who developed into, you know, an All-American for us that put on weight and grew. And you got a Ryan Hanley. How small was Ryan Hanley to be an offensive lineman, yet was our leader for 4 years? So I got to give the coaches credit for that, for finding those guys, the ones that fit what we do. And then once you get them here, those guys develop and buy into your system and what you're trying to teach them.
Go ahead, Case.
Coach, we had Seth Thibodeau on a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things he said was he feels like the pride in Nicholls Athletics right now is at an all-time high, and he credited you guys for that turnaround. Have you ever thought about that? Like, hey, you know, we got this thing right, and we are single-handedly helping to allow the other sports to kind of do it the same way as well. I mean, it's been a total turnaround in the athletic department.
Well, look, you know how good of friends me and Seth are, and I respected so much when I got here and what he has done with this program. And people respected the baseball around here and the job that he has done. And I leaned on him a lot now for certain things, and we still do to each other. But I just think in overall for the whole school, and you look at what Angel has done with softball and what Doobie and them has done in basketball and not just football, but there is a sense of pride, and we talked about that when you walk around with that N on your chest now, even when you go into schools, it's a little bit different feeling, you know, where before you might not have been getting looks from anybody, or the talk was down about not being a good program or Nichols, and now you got a little bit more respect. And I do look around and see, you know, we judge when we go into the stores and you look around and they're selling Nichols gear all over. And when you walk around the towns and I'm just seeing people with Nichols shirts on, and there is a big sense of pride. And I give all the credit to our guys, because I tell the players if we put a good product on the field, that they will come and they will support it in this area. And, of course, they've done that. So very proud of that.
Real quickly, I did want to mention this. You mentioned Armani a little bit earlier. You were playing Southeastern last regular season game, and there was a hit in the first quarter that he made. And he's a little undersized for where he played. And I turned to the guy next to me, and I said, this game's over. It was done. I think you can remember that hit. You know, it was just like
– Stan, it was that one, and then he caused the fumble. In the very next series, he caused the fumble again.
He did.
So
he did.
Those two plays did set the tone, and I wish I could have said it was over then. You know, we laugh now and say how we end up getting a shutout. But, yeah, he did set the tone, and he was, you know, player of the week, and he was just – that kind of summed up his career, that game for us, man. He was all over the field and player of the week, and just I look back, and me and him talk about it now and say, man, I wish you had another year. You know, because he didn't redshirt. You know, he was one that came right in early and played for 4 years. And, you know, as a competitor, you want to be on that field early. But, you know, now he's even thinking, man, I could have been back for another year.
And the other thing I would like to say is when I was asking you about, you know, that circle and getting these kids within this area, the one thing that happens to me just, you know, being around the high school scene for so long, I'll have parents who have kids who maybe would be a preferred walk-on or whatever, and they'll ask me about different schools. And the one thing that when Nichols is brought up, I always say is if you want your son to be everything he can be, guys are going to bring the best out of him. He is going to be the best football player he can be. Get him to Nichols State University, because that's what that staff does. That's what your staff does. You get these kids and you get them to their maximum potential. And I think that's awesome. And I think that's why we're so proud of everything that's going on in Thibodaux.
Well, Stan, thank you for saying that, man. I appreciate it. And that is one of the things that we work hard on is the development. You know, we got to be able to coach him. And I always say this too, and I don't know if I overstated it or not, but it's more than just about on that football field too. And our coaches care about them as young men. And I know a lot of coaches say that, but, you know, you care about them in that classroom and you care about them off the field and in their social lives. And we're so involved in it, and our coaches are there for them all the time. And I think that's important because, you know, the oldest cliche, you got to treat them like they're your son. And I think our guys do a great job of doing that.
Well, Coach, we've kept you from recruiting now for 14 minutes. So we'll let you get back to it now. Have a great and wonderful weekend, Coach.
Casey and Stan, thanks for what y'all do, man. I appreciate it.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Coach.
That is Nichols football coach Tim Rebo. There are no amount of words that we could say that could summarize how wonderful of a job they have done. We just got to enjoy it, and it's here, and hopefully Nichols community continues to support that wonderful product. You're listening to The Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Out of this break, we're going to go to Covenant Christian Academy and talk to Randy Bouquet. It's always a good interview. You're listening to ESPN 100.3 Radio. Thunder rolls like a bass drum note.
Start your summer at a Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Shop now online or in person at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Our new Express Store makes shopping online easier than ever, and we now offer home delivery. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS Off-Road for just $32,990. That's just $32,990 for a new off-road Tundra four-door. Or buy a Greg LeBlanc Toyota 2018 Camry pre-owned for just $17,990. Shop online. Shop now at GregLeBlancToyota.com. Tundra model 8239 MSRP 38449. $4,500 rebate, $959 discount. Camry pre-owned stock number 290271A. Several to choose, plus DTNL.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
If you have a pest control problem, Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
And good morning this Saturday morning as we start hour two of the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute with Casey Gisclair and Stan Gravois. And just in case you missed today's show, you can go to www.klrzfm.com. Click right there where you see Sports Corner, and Casey, y'all are on the web.
Thank you very much, Joey D. We had a wonderful first hour and 15 minutes. Thank you so much to Coach Rebo for spending some time with us there in the last segment. It was always a good interview with them. We're about ready to go to the phone lines again and have Covenant Christian Academy football coach Randy Boquet on the line. But a couple of programming reminders first. Reminder that New Orleans is your home for Major League Baseball here on ESPN 100.3. The Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs tomorrow night on Mother's Day. Those two clubs will be getting together, playing some ball. And then we're going to also have some high school state playoffs here from Sulphur, but the schedule is a mess. It's very fluid right now. Just keep it on ESPN 100.3. We're going to have some championship games here for you sometime in the next, hopefully, 72 hours or so, weather allowing. Let's go to the phone lines. We have CCA football coach Randy Boquet on the line. Good morning, Coach Boquet. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Doing fine, my friend. You guys are going through your spring practices right now. Give us a rundown of what things are looking like for the Lions.
Well, if I have to be completely honest, I actually have missed the last couple of days of practice. I've had some family issues. My mother's been ill, and I've had to take care of her for the last couple of days. But, of course, I've been keeping close tabs with my coaching staff. And from what I understand, we got a bunch of good kids that are working really hard, and we're trying to get better every day, and we are getting better every day.
So that's all cliches, Randy, along the way.
Yeah.
You have your notebook with you that you're kind of looking
that's
at?
That's it, man.
Listen, fans out there do not realize this. Sometimes they don't realize that you high school coaches, you have a life, and you're human beings and all. So obviously, and I know with your mom and everything, and I know kind of know what's going on, you know, our prayers are with you. I know you've put a lot of miles on the car in the last couple of weeks and everything, and I hope that everything is going well on that front. I did talk to Danielle, your athletic trainer, and she did say, you know, from her looks of it, because she mentioned that you were gone for a lot of it, that things are good. The kids are really excited, but the numbers are down. And listen, it's down across our area. It's not just you and being a single-A school. I know it's magnified, but it's down across the area. Casey and I were talking about that. We don't even know what to attribute that to. So if you had to, you know, just look into a big old crystal ball and look at the future of high school football, what is it? Why are numbers down across the board, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, first of all, I appreciate the comments. And Mom is, for anybody that's familiar with me and what's going on, we got Mom home yesterday afternoon, and she's recovering well, thank goodness, from her surgery. So all that's really, really good. Yeah, you know, I've actually spoken about this topic, about the numbers and so on, with some of my fellow coaches. And, you know, the best that I can contribute it to personally, football's a tough sport, man. You know, it is. It's a very demanding, physically challenging, physically, you know, difficult sport to play. You're not in the air conditioning. You, you know, it's constant trauma on the body. There's a lot of stressor on the body with when you got to put a helmet on, shoulder pads on, everything else. And then the stuff that you have to do to prepare to do it well, with regards to weight training, with regards to all the conditioning, all the running, and then the repetition of plays, and, of course, the physical contact. That's very much a part of the game. I get the feeling that's maybe, you know.
Are you trying to say that society is soft?
Well, you know, I think that there's just been a shift over the last couple of years, not just now, where, I don't know, man. It's like, you know, kids really just, they really don't, a lot of kids don't want to go put themselves through that. They just, they don't want to pay the price. You know, that's as honest as I can say. And I say that in front of our whole school. I tell our entire school whenever we have call outs, I let them know, you know, off the very first thing. I say, look, guys, this is not an easy sport. It takes a man to play football. You have to be a man to play this sport because of just the nature of the sport and the price that you have to pay to play it. And so now, of course, the concussion thing, you know, that's really, you know, kind of taken on a life of its own over the last year or so, and the last couple of years now, I think that has something to do with it, too. I think we've got some moms out there that, you know, they won't want their babies being exposed to this, you know, horrific, you know, sport that causes all these problems and all that, which, you know, we could debate about that forever, you know, about the football versus, let's say, I don't know if you've ever been to a soccer game. I don't know if you've been to a baseball game. I don't know if you've been to a, you know, even a basketball game. I mean, concussions happen, and unfortunately, anytime you have young bodies that have collisions from time to time, there's an opportunity for a concussion, whether it be bodies or whether it be other types of you know, whether it be a baseball or a basketball or a soccer ball or whatever. You know, unfortunately, concussions can happen. They're a part of sport. And I do think that the NFL and the National Federation of High Schools and, you know, everybody involved has been trying to do a really good job of taking the old cliched hat as very much out of the game. Sometimes against the coaches' wishes and some of the players' wishes, but you know, now it's to the point now to where the head itself is really not involved that much. You know, in football, you get penalized if there's head contact now in football, depending on the circumstances. You know, so but I think if you take everything we just talked about, the nature of the sport, the concussion issue, and how there's a shift in the generation of today, I think that all adds up to why, you know, we've got 25 to 28 kids out at CCA right now.
I hear you, Coach. And along those same lines, the next question I was going to ask you is, for spring, a lot of times it's about those reps and building that, you know, finding out who could do what. And for, you know, let's say we had Keith Menard on earlier in the show. For Central Lafourche, a program that has 60 or 70 kids, it's, okay, first offense versus first defense, and let's go at it. But for you guys, first offense a lot of times is first defense. How do you get those quality reps when you're not necessarily, you know, piecing together a full, you know, 11 versus 11 out there?
It really is challenging. I've said that since I've begun at CCA. It really is challenging because you honestly, I don't know that we've ever been able to go first 11 against first 11 because of what you just said. Because your first 11 sometimes is maybe your only 11, you know. And so you can't – it gets to be very, very challenging because – you obviously want to give your offense the best look it can have on defense and vice versa. But like this season especially, it's shaping up. It's going to be really difficult for us to prepare for all the teams that we're going to see simply because we may not have the numbers and perhaps we won't be able to present the correct looks that we're going to see because we can't limit them correctly with what we have. So it really is, you know, harking back to the HL days when, like you said, you know, you've got 75, 80 kids, you know, out there at practice, and you can just go, okay, let's go first, though, against the best Scout D, and that Scout D is not bad at all. You know, you can get a real good look. In our situation, sometimes it's just not possible. Sometimes you just got to, you know, you just got to simulate it best you can and remind your kids about their personnel. You know, don't forget this guy right here is, you know, he's 6'3", and he's, you know, 285 pounds, so we're not going to be able to block him this certain way. We got to try to block him this way and so on. So it really does present a lot of challenge for the coaching staff and for the kids.
You, just out of curiosity, before I get to the question, are you anywhere around free physicals?
Actually, no. Troy Jackson, my assistant principal, he contacted me this morning. I actually told him that I was back in town and I could take care of it. And God bless him. He said, you know what? I know what you've been going through with going back and forth to Houston, take care of your mother. He said, Coach, if it's okay with you, he said, I'll step in and take care of that for you today, and you can stay home and rest.
Awesome.
And I absolutely took advantage of that. I thanked him for that, and I thank him for that now. Troy Jackson is a very, very kind and generous man, and he's taking care of that for us this morning.
Yeah, and by no way was I trying to call you out. I was just wondering if everything was going okay over there. I'm actually not there, so the guy who really could get in trouble is me not being there right now. So, but things were going well when I left, so let's hope they still are. You mentioned Troy, and you mentioned that you were with Mom. That being the case, so who kind of did step up for you this spring? Who was at the practices, coaching-wise?
Yeah, Coach Austin Kesterson. Really kind of took control of it.
So the police department allowed him that time. So Tim Lucas, Lucas, who coaches at Homer Christian, who is his superior officer, allowed him that time to coach at Covenant.
God bless Tim Lucas. He's a wonderful, wonderful man.
Yeah.
I actually know Tim quite well, and he's nothing but class.
Definitely.
You know, he's all about the kids.
And so is Austin. And so is that Austin. Can you imagine that? Two police officers who give up their free time to go coach at the high schools. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. They're both very much all about kids. They're both very much all about, you know, the love of the game and the love of kids. That's why they do it. But Austin did really, really well. You know, we had Coach Jay Lee, who has stepped up and is going to take over and help us out on the offensive line. He's been there. We've got a young man by the name of Demario Williams that actually was at CCA, graduated from CCA, played a little football for us. He is now at Nichols, and he's actually assisting Coach Rebo in his football program, and he loves football. He's so excited. He's actually volunteering, and he's helping us at CCA as well and doing a really good job. So he has also stepped up. We've got Coach Randy Badgerall, who was with us last year, and he's back, and he's doing a great job. He helped organize a lot of the practices too. We got Coach Joe Tuton, baseball / football / soccer, Mr. CCA. You know, I mean, what I love about Joe is Joe's always, he always finishes our conversations with, Randy, anything you need.
If you need anything, let me know. Randy, if you need something, let me know. And that's Coach Tuton. He's a very, very generous, and he bleeds CCA, and there's no doubt about it. But he's been there, and we've also brought in Travis Hebert, who I coached, which seems like just 5 years ago, but it was probably a little longer than that.
No, it was a lot longer than that because I coached him too, so it was a lot longer than that.
But Travis Hebert, who's our soccer coach.
Travis graduated like 1998, Randy.
Easy.
You're old, dude. You just don't realize it.
You sound like my wife. All right, look. But no, Travis has stepped up and he's helped us out. He's out there helping us out too, and so they've done a really, really good job. They've really helped pick up the slack while I've been going. I'm chomping at the bit to get back out there Monday and let's see what we got.
Coach, we've got about a minute. What's the best movie you've seen in the last 30 days?
Let's see. I've seen so many. I'm going to tell you what. The one that I was pleasantly surprised by was The Intruder. The one that's out right now with Dennis Quaid.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Quaid actually plays a really good bad guy. Just a credit to his, his acting chops. But he really pulled it off really well. It's a really good little intense movie. And Quaid absolutely steals it being the bad guy. It was a lot of fun. And I would encourage that one. Stan, I want to know if you're going to come check out the Pikachu movie with Ryan Reynolds.
Boy, you always – I like anything with Ryan Reynolds, so
– Yeah, we'll give that's it a the shot. Thing.
We'll give it a shot. Hey, and I know you didn't drive the electric car to Houston, right?
No, the electric car was my wife's ride. I actually used my mother's Nissan truck to commute back and forth so that we wouldn't put a whole lot of miles on the Disney van.
Okay, very good.
We strategized about
you'd that, have to understand his vehicle situation. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
We've got something to ask you about the next time, Coach. Have a wonderful weekend, my friend.
All right, guys. Look, I certainly appreciate you guys always, and I appreciate what y'all do for high school sports always, and we'll see you guys down the road.
Thank you, brother.
Take care, Randy.
That is Randy Boke, Covenant Christian Academy football coach, our show movie critic, and apparently now also a vehicle concierge here. He's got an interesting setup from what I understand.
Very interesting. Electric car, a Disney vehicle that only goes to Disney, a vehicle that is the utility vehicle. It's like you throwing out a team in baseball, and that's the shortstop, that's the third baseman. He is an interesting fella.
And he's doing things wonderfully at Covenant Christian Academy. We have no doubt that even though the low numbers – very interesting answers from him, by the way, about that topic. And we'll sort of ask more coaches about that throughout the summer. I have no doubt they'll piece it together and win 6-7 ball games. They always seem to find a way.
Let me jump on this real quick. Just everybody, prayers for his mother. His mother is MD Anderson, and I won't go into everything, but Randy's okay with this. He'll take any prayer he could get for his mom, and it's been a tough time the last month or so. You never tell in talking to him, but certainly we are throwing prayers his way.
100%. You're listening to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. When we get back, talk a bunch of stuff. We talk some LSU baseball, maybe even get made fun of about my Rockets again. You're listening to ESPN 100.3 Radio.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call a local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
It's the Bigger Things sales event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Houma. Come and get a great deal on Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Listen up. Do you have an old mobile home? Get $10,000 for it in trade equity. Trade it. Remove it. Replace it. Houma's best program. Call 985-872-2850 if that old trailer house has got to go. Only at Houma's Clayton Homes. Remember, Houma's best trade-in program. Call now, 985-872-2850, or check them out on Facebook. So get rid of that old mobile home and get $10,000 for it. Homeless Clayton Homes.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Napa Know How. Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' five locations, Lockport, La Rose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa Know How.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
The flagship station of the Colonel Sports Radio Network, ESPN New Orleans.
And welcome back here to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We want to thank our coaches for joining us this morning: Ryan Fournier of HL Bourgeois, Keith Menard of Central Lafourche, Tim Rebo of Nicholls State University, and Randy Bouquet of Covenant Christian Academy. We've had a one, and of course, can't forget about Coach Rod, who called in as well. We've had a wonderful morning. We hope you guys are doing the same, staying dry and all that good stuff. It's going to be kind of yucky weather here over the next couple of days, but we're going to get past this as we always do. And before we wrap up this show, as I know I'm going to end up forgetting if I don't do it now, happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful mothers out there in Southeast Louisiana. Happy Mother's Day to my mother and everybody who's listening. Thank you for everything that you all do.
Same thing here. I know, Joe, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, that was pretty cool because I didn't catch the second part, but I got told happy mother crossing the bridge, but I didn't hear the second parts. But thank y'all, guys.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off of Casey. My wife certainly was I'm biased, the mother of the century to my children, so to Monica, obviously. And to my mom, listen, I'm fortunate. My mom's 96, and she's still here us, and that's really awesome. My mom and dad.
Man. You know,
my mom and dad are celebrating their 73rd wedding anniversary this year.
Man.
Can you imagine
and
that?
And still smiling.
Still smiling. Sometimes my dad doesn't smile as much. But still, so I consider myself extremely fortunate. But you're right, Casey. It's a huge day. Mom set the tone for everything.
You have good genes, man. Both parents in the 90s. That's awesome.
I met with a guy about retirement, and he says the way we figure out retirement is we take an average of the length that your parents have lived. So when did your parents pass away? And I said, well, they're both not. I said, okay, so how old are your parents? And I said, this was when they were 95. I said, 95. Both of them? Yes. And he said, oh, you better start saving a lot of money. Because you got, I would hope it works that way, but I'm not that picture of health for sure. But I do appreciate. I've been very blessed, and all my siblings with us. So again, yeah. To all my sisters, happy Mother's Day.
Well, mine live into their 90s. Both passed away, and they're campaigning for me right now for a spot because Joy wants to adjust the thermostat, and they could tell me where not to stand by the trap door. But anyway, Good deal, Casey, and to all the mothers out there.
Casey, you've been knowing Joy a long time, a lot longer than me. Has he always been this way?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
yes.
Because you know what?
Yes.
I talk about LSU baseball. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I don't
Casey,
know what's
can
going
you
on
tell
either.
Me?
LSU baseball has lost 5 games in a row. They have allowed 10 or more runs in Sandbagging? 5 straight games. I'm getting impatient. And for anybody who knows me, I'm not the person who usually gets on the air and says these types of things. And I'm not asking anybody here in the studio with me to agree with anything that I'm about to say. But I've had enough of the leadership of this program here, because I did a little math and it actually made me even a little more upset with some of the numbers that I saw. I think we agree that barring a drastic turnaround, LSU's not going to make the College World Series this year. So if that happens, this would now be in 10 seasons. LSU would have made the College World Series Final Four one time. One time in a decade for LSU baseball. And I understand that the guys won a championship in 2009. I understand he's won the SEC a bunch of times. I get all that stuff. But at the end of the day, you're spending more than the other guys are. You're recruiting better than the other guys are. One Final Four in 10 years just ain't cutting it for me.
Hot seat, Stan?
Yeah, I can honestly say I don't understand it. I really don't. I'm not sure if now's the time to pull the trigger on him. I think he deserves some type of credit for when it was
sure.
Good. Now, you just threw out a stat that is pretty amazing when you said one time in the last 10 years. It's something I probably have never thought about. So I'm going to be anti-Maneri just a second. I was a little disappointed night before last when they really got drubbed by Arkansas. Of course, they really got drubbed again last night. But night before last, he was kind of hiding in the back of the dugout, and it kind of aggravated me just a little bit. I realize that although Antoine Duplantis and Smith and these guys are terrific baseball players, they're probably not your rah-rah leader type guys. They're not like Robertson was a couple of years ago, who called a team out after the Alabama series. But if you don't have that leadership from them, it has to come from somebody. And that's what I'm a little bit disappointed at. I also am a coaching apologist, especially on the high school level. And I told you that, Casey, a long time ago. I told you, if I'm doing these shows, I just don't come in and bash high school coaches.
Sure.
That being said, I think from his perspective and from the perspective of when I was a high school coach, sometimes things just don't work out. They just don't. And when I looked at the SEC East yesterday and saw that South Carolina, who is a perennial power, is sitting there like right under 500 in the SEC, and they were, you know, they won 2 World Series not that long ago.
Yeah.
They must be going through the same things. You know, but when you have that shrine, for lack of a better word, Alex Box, and you have the state of Louisiana, you and I have discussed this. I truly believe the state of Louisiana is set up to be a one predominant college Power 5 state, and then the rest of the schools are just going to be kind of an addition to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hope that Tech does well. You hope Tulane. You hope UL Lafayette do well every once in a while. But you understand they're mid-majors. In Louisiana, it is bar none. It's LSU. And if you're sitting there and you're talking about teams like South Carolina, who has Clemson there, teams like Ole Miss, who has Mississippi State just down the road, it should be exclusive that LSU should be at the top all the time. So I get that part of it. I'm not sure if now's the time to pull it, but boy, it is hard watching that baseball team because there is no life. It's very lethargic. I was listening to ESPN radio, I think it was yesterday, and
yeah,
Ryan Terrio went off on the team a little bit. About, come on, guys,
yeah,
just man up a little bit. So, yeah, I get it.
And I think some of that flatness has to start at the top. After yesterday's ball game, Paul Maneri told media he brought in Zach Hess an inning or two earlier than he would have otherwise done. And the quote for that was, "I didn't know if we'd have another lead the whole week, and I wanted to get him in there now."
Wow.
I mean, come on.
I'm going to say something. It falls in line of what we've been talking about at the breaks today. We talked about you never get a second chance to make a first opinion. So when we were kids and we saw something from a sports team, we kind of gravitated toward that sports team, and they become our, you know, our heroes. Paul Maneri took over for Smoke Laval, and I'm not going to say the guy's name, but I had a nephew who was playing there at the time, and he was in that transition and went on to have a really good career at LSU in baseball, and when he was finished, there was some things that were not There are some things that have always stuck with me about Coach Mannarino, at least on a personal level, that I've always had trouble with. And I think I kind of got over it. Obviously, he won a World Series a couple of years later. But now those things are all coming back. You know, now that it's not going good, it's like, you know, kick a horse when it's down, you know, and stuff and all of those things. That's kind of like what's coming back to me right now. And it's just not fun baseball. And I don't know what it takes. Joey said sandbagging. I think we're finally past that. I even said going into this series, we've seen them slump. They get bashed by Tech, Louisiana Tech. I'm going, okay, that was all a facade. Watch what's going to happen against Arkansas. And now that I'm seeing it, I'm going, we're kind of going down that spiral staircase down now.
Stan, I told you guys last weekend they had just beaten Ole Miss. We were talking about this. I said, every time I drink the Kool-Aid, they let me down. I wouldn't be surprised if they lost the next two games in the series. They haven't won a game since.
And
I'm going to use something Casey's used before, and it looks like it's happening. So I'm going to jog his memory because he's losing things as he gets older. I went from sandbagging to actually quicksand. Once you're in it, it's hard to get out.
And that's
what it looks like LSU's doing, dude.
And listen, Auburn's going to be fighting for their lives next week. So it doesn't get easier. I don't know. I don't know. And I heard one of the national pundits said, hey, LSU built Alex Box to host regionals. If you're not hosting regionals, somebody has to have the finger pointed to him. So again, although I think he deserves at least another year to get this right, man, there are some problems there.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And I think we agree is that regardless of who's leading this program, there has to be an honest discussion of what in the heck has gone wrong here in the last 2 years. And there has to be an honest effort to try to fix it. And I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I do know this. They've got to get this thing turned around really, really quickly because there are a lot of restless natives that are wondering what in the world has gone wrong, because this is a program that was the number one team in the country to start the season.
Welcome to LSU, Mr. Woodward.
Indeed. You're listening to the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break with about another 10, 15 minutes of wonderful sports talk on ESPN 100.3.
Has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Houma Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Houma Credit have up to 30 years' experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without rustling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe without wasting any time at all. So you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, or do any job in between, because when things just click, work just gets done. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Visit Houma Tractor today, your locally owned John Deere dealer specializing in sales, parts, and service since 1987.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Follow us on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA.
It has been a wonderful 2 hours. We hope everybody's enjoyed their morning and have a wonderful weekend. You're listening to the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. I think, Stan, we've got to do one of these things where, like, we record the stuff that we talk about during the commercial break and let listeners maybe pay a premium to listen to that. But some of those best stories that are told here are during the commercial break.
Yeah, it's good XM material, huh?
We worry so much about what we're going to say and how we have to put a filter on everything. And I find during the breaks, you kind of let loose. And listen, 90% of that stuff at the break, we can let out there. Every once in a while, we'll say something that's really stupid, you know, but I think you get true feelings at the break sometimes, and no, I think that's the best banner. Often, you know, in the days when I used to go in and do Friday night sports, and still do from time to time, but when I would do it, I always thought that the breaks were when the camera should be rolling, because you got the truest sense of whoever you were interviewing during those breaks.
Hearing that, want to give a shout out to a young lady here. I'm actually doing a story on her in the next edition of the Home of Times. If anybody's interested. Bryn Kelso at Vanderbilt Catholic is a three-time state champion. She was a member of a team championship in cross country in the fall, two-time state champion at the state track meet last weekend. And so she now has three state championships under her belt. So my dad was saying, oh, where's she going to college?
She's like 12.
And so she's in eighth grade. And that's actually going to be the lead into the story, is that most high school athletes work their whole life to get that feeling of winning the state championship. Bryn Kelso has experienced that feeling three times, and she's in the eighth grade. So kudos to her.
You got
to
meet her dad, too, Matt Kelso, who everybody knows from soccer, a great coach over at Vanderbilt Catholic for a long time in soccer, really good guy. And I always thought that if we were going to be hearing about Bryn Kelso in the future, it would have been on a soccer field, but it doesn't work that way. And I got to tell you, this is interesting too. Saw a big old, you know, interview with Carl Lewis. And for you young people, you may not know, but Carl Lewis is probably the most acclaimed track and field athlete ever in the United States. And he made the comment at 12 years old, he was a terrific soccer player. And they wanted him to specialize in soccer. And then somebody came up and said, you seem like you'd be kind of fast. Well, when he got to high school, he kind of expanded, and he said, that's the problem with all of these kids playing one sport. If I would have specialized in soccer, nobody would have realized the type of things, like the long jump, which obviously he was great at, for Olympic championships. So for a person like Bryn, you instantly think soccer, and it's more than that. And obviously she might go down as one of the most awarded athletes ever in this area when it's all said and done.
Yep. Touching on specialization, and we're just kind of winging it here in our final segment, but that drives me off the wall whenever a parent tells me, yeah, you know, he's not going to play basketball this year, or yeah, he's going to stick to baseball or whatever sport it may be. People don't understand and realize, A, college coaches want you to play all the sports because they could see, you know, you're staying in shape for one, and for two, they could see how you handle adverse situations and all that good stuff. It bothers me, though it is a growing trend, is that people are trying to pick one. At 15 or 16 years old, you don't know what your future is going to be. And the example I always give is Devontavian Martin was a UNO basketball commitment. He's going to be a future NFL receiver.
No, yes. Elisha McGuire was a great basketball player and played basketball and not football until it took Coach Laurie DuPont to say, wait, why don't you come out here and try this? And now he's making a career in the NFL.
It is what it is. So, want to talk a little bit, I know you're a baseball guy, and I was pondering over this a couple of nights ago, actually, as I was finding out that this happened, is Albert Pujols became the third Major League Baseball player to get 2,000 RBIs. I didn't realize that, and I don't know that people necessarily have realized that, is how good this guy has been and continues to be, and he is a historically great player. 39 now, slowing down a little bit. But man, feels like we've seen a big piece of history here and just kind of didn't even realize that it was happening.
For whatever reason, I think if he stayed a Cardinal for his entire career, this would be a lot huger than what it is, because people have kind of lost contact with him. And unless you're a Dodger on the West Coast, nobody knows about you. I don't know why, because if you're playing in Anaheim or you're playing in Seattle or even with the Padres, we just hear, obviously in the central part of the country, but certainly on the East Coast, we don't keep up with it as much. But yeah, he's a guy who has just been steady Freddy the whole way. And when he got sent off to the West Coast, I was thinking to myself, oh my goodness, you know, do they realize what, and I know a lot of people in St. Louis were really upset at the time, but we just kind of lost touch with the guy. I had somebody the other day, and when I say the other day, a couple of months ago, asked me if he was still playing. So, you know, we just kind of lost touch with him. And I think baseball has a way that over time we start to realize who the heroes were and who those guys that are doing really special things. And I think he's one of them.
You told me, weather permitting, you're going to be going to see the Baby Cakes play today, taking on San Antonio. Yep. That ought to be a good time. The Cakes are hit or miss. You know, they win a few, they lose a few. That's baseball for you. But I'll tell you this, my pop and I went to a couple of ball games last year. That's always a good time, man. For whatever reason, folks are not gravitating towards that team as much as they should, but that night at the ballpark's always a good time.
You know, they're leaving next year, so I get it. So from a fan perspective, I understand why some people are like, wait a minute, if they're leaving, I'm kind of getting off of this train. On the other hand, some people have told me the Baby Cakes this year, you could tell the organization is leaving because on their end, they're kind of already got their bags packed. I hope that's not the case because I've not been this year, so I'm hoping for good things. I hope the weather holds out, obviously, also. But from the standpoint of just going to watch baseball and hearing a wooden bat hit a ball, and from when I was a kid, interestingly enough, if you ask me what I like to play the most, now I'm getting a little old, but I love to play basketball the most. If I could go play a sport, it's basketball. If you tell me, what do you want to watch on television the most? I want to watch football the most. And then if somebody says, well, what's your sport? Then I say baseball, and they're really confused. So it gets to be. But to go and smell grass, and it just reminds me of springtime. So I hope that the weather does hold up for us. And I'll give you guys a report on the Baby Cakes next week, whether it's worth it going out there or not.
We went to see Justin Williams play last year, and the Cakes were running a promotion is that attached to your ticket, you could pay an additional $15, and with the $15, you could eat whatever you wanted the entire night for free. Boy, talk about we gained some weight. You know how much you could get?
Well, if they offer that tonight, I'm definitely going to get my $15 worth. There is absolutely no doubt about it. Actually, I'm going, there's a company that's having a big promotion, so hopefully some of that won't cost me too much tonight. But that being said, I can make advantage of that $15 real easy.
No doubt about that. So one more time before we sign off here, Stan, give us a rundown of when and where we're going to be next Saturday as we put a bow in the high school baseball season.
2:00, Southland Field in Houma. It's the big Terrebonne versus Lafourche All-Star Baseball game, of course, sponsored by TGMC Community Sports Institute. It's the best seniors in baseball from Terrebonne Parish against the best seniors in baseball from Lafourche Parish. We have a little gift for each of those for participating in that game, along with the coaches, and kudos to those coaches. Thank you so much for stepping up and supporting those kids. 9-inning game, come out. I think there is a $5 cost, but that $5 goes to pay officials for that game and a little gift that we give the guys. So it's a nonprofit type thing. It's just to give those kids their last little shining moment on the high school level.
Can't wait. I want to thank all of our coaches for joining us. Randy Boke, Keith Menard, Ryan Fournier, Tim Rebo. Also, thanks to Coach Roth for chiming in. We hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Stay dry. And to all the mothers out there, again, happy Mother's Day. Thanks to everything that you do. You've been listening to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.
The Gatory Law Group handles wrongful death cases, cases that require an experienced personal injury lawyer. These cases involve severe injustices like police, prison violence, or accidental death cases. You need an expert legal team to help you recover lost wages, funeral expenses, and other damages. Some lawyers may overlook many details, from 18-wheeler accidents to chemical plant explosions. The Gatory Law Group helps their clients receive the compensation they deserve. Get Gatory and get results. Call 985-223-4400 or check them out on Facebook.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return to play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders.